there is much glorification of the beautiful form of Govinda Dev. Rupa Goswami, along with Sanatan, Raghunath, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, they came to Vrindavan for many purposes: to extract the essence of the Vedic literatures and establish that the real conclusion is pure unalloyed bhakti, to teach the proper conduct of Vaishnavas amongst themselves, Vaishnava behavior, to set the proper example of how one should live in the renounced order of life, to excavate the holy places of Vrindavan, which many of them were lost to the general people, and to establish beautiful temples and establish the proper standard of deity worship in pure devotion. So Srila Rupa Goswami was very much inquiring and searching for the original deity of Govinda Dev. Govinda Dev was originally installed by Vajranabh, the great grandson of Lord Sri Krishna, at the time of Maharaj Parikshit's reign as the emperor of the world. There are four directions, and Vajranabh installed four particular deities to preside over each direction. One is Dauji. We will visit that Murti tomorrow. Another was Adikesha. We visited that temple today. The original Murti, of course, has been moved. Another is Haridev. We will visit that Murti at the time of our Govardhan Parikram. And the presiding Murti of this forest of Vrindavan was Govinda Dev. So as he was searching and praying, one day a very beautiful cowherd boy appeared to him and told Srila Rupa Goswami that at this most beautiful and wonderful place called Yoga Peak, on the top of a mountain, the top of a hill actually, there was a cow, a beautiful cow, that would come each day and spontaneously give its milk into a hole in the ground. So Rupa Goswami came to this place under the instruction of the cowherd boy. Some say the cowherd boy actually took him by the hand and brought him here. And Rupa Goswami saw this wonderful, amazing phenomena, that this beautiful cow, effulgent like the cows of the spiritual world, was profusely giving her milk into the ground. So he dug into the ground, and there he found the beautiful deity of Radha Govindaji. Later on, one of the disciples of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, whose name was the Raj Man Singh, who was a general of the King Akbar, he constructed this beautiful, beautiful temple in glorification of Radha Govinda Dev. It was considered the greatest architectural achievement in all of northern India. At one time it was 7 stories high, but it was so beautiful, and they used to burn a ghee lamp way up on the top of the highest towers. And at the time of the Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb, he became so envious that this temple was so big and so beautiful that he sent his soldiers to Vrindavan, and they dismantled the top floor 4 stories, and the bottom three stories are what remains. And also you can see wherever there's any carvings of any personalities, they defaced that also. So this Radha Govindaji Murti installed here, and as I explained last night, Brinda Devi appeared at Brahmakund and was also installed in this temple. At the time when Aurangzeb's soldiers were coming, both Radha Govindaji and Brinda Devi were brought in ox carts secretly to bring to Jaipur, where great Hindu kings were living to protect the deities. And they stopped in Kamvan on the way, and the next morning, they stayed for some days there, and in the morning when they were about to depart to continue their journey to Jaipur, the cart in which Brinda Devi was seated would not move. But Govinda Devi's cart moved easily, so they could not understand why this was. And it was revealed to the pujari by Brinda Devi that Govinda Devi is the Lord of the whole universe. Wherever he is the Lord. But I am the queen of Vrindavan only. And I, please do not take me out of Vrindavan. So to this very day, that murti of Brinda Devi is living at the Radha Govinda temple in Kamvan, which is one of the villages of Vrindavan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami prays to Radha Govinda Devi. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumatha
Sriman Radhadara Sinhasanastav Sri Sri Radha Sri Govinda Deva Preshtali Visevamano Smarami.
Translation is?
Underneath a jewel tree in Vrindavan, Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumatha, tree of Siddhartha.
Meditate on Sri Radha and Govinda. They are seated on a jewel throne in a mansion bedecked with gems under the desire trees of Vrindavan, being served by their loving female attendants. Govinda Deva is the Abhideya Murti, and we pray to Radha Govindaji, who is the giver of pleasure to the land, to the clouds, and to the senses, to engage us eternally, our mind, our senses, our life, our soul, in his loving service, in their loving service. That is the perfection of this. Shri Shri Radha Govinda Ji Ki
Jai!
So we'll circumambulate and see the beauty of this. The deity of Srimati Radharani to this beautiful temple in Vrindavan, and installed her for the worship of Sri Sri Radha Govindaji. Everyone together, let us offer this prayer.
Devyat Vrindaranya Kalpadruma Srimana Nagara Sinasanastav Sri Sri Radha Sri Govinda Devav Vesali Vise Yamano Swarami.
Sri Radha Govindaji Ki
Jai.
Jai Radha Krishna Jai Radha Krishna Jai Radha Krishna